进入神的国。
The topic of today's message is to see and to enter the kingdom of God.
神的国好像很抽象。
It seems very abstract about God's kingdom.
但是很抽象呢，却是很重要。
Even though abstract, but it's very important.
可能各位没有办法很明确的说明什么叫做很重要。
Maybe difficult for us to understand why it's so important.
其实我们每一个人每天这么样的努力在过我们的每一天，其实我们是为了一个看不见但是确实很具体的追求。
Every day we're searching for something so concrete and unapproachable.
虽然那个看不见的确实我们一直朝向的目标。
We are moving to an unseen target.
我们借着每天我们可以了解可以明白的事情，我们却在这里校正我们的 目标的方向。
We adjust our goal daily.
如果每一个人在追求的过程中你去仔细回想的话，其实你或知或不知，其实你是在朝那个目标在前进的。
In retrospect, we're searching toward the common goal.
我们最能够明白的就是从小我们说我们要好好的读书。
So as a kid, you're supposed to study hard.
所以将来能够拿到好的学位。
Go to a good school.
将来能够好的工作。
Then get a good job.
然后能够有一个好的家庭。
Then establish a good family.
继续都是往好的。
So you have a different goal, different stage in life.
因为世上有很多的困难，所以要达到好的那个目的呢，不是那么容易的。
Sometimes it's difficult to reach each stage.
但是或知或不知，那个好的却是成为你的一个指引。
Sometimes you question about what is good in life.
当我们在这样的过程中不断的从旁边的资讯里面呢来校正我们那个好的。
So during the process we adjust accordingly toward the goal.
那个好的是成为吸引你过每一天愿意付出代价的动力。
The goal attracts you live your life daily.
所以人最后能够追求到最后的最好的好的是什么呢？
So what's your ultimate goal in life?
那就是找到一个好的坟墓的地方。
So reach your tomb.
那就是最后的好的。
That's the end of your life.
如果是这样的话，你会满足吗？
Will be satisfied with a life like this?
你觉得人生这么样的努力，最后的目的就是那一块吗？
Is that all life to offer?
你的答案一定是不是这样子。
I don't think so.
而且不应该是这样子。
And it shouldn't be like this.
所以一定有一个好的那个不是地上的东西看得见的东西抓得到的东西来指引你的。
There should be something better than the earthly goal.
今天我们从圣经来讲，那个你认为好的很模糊很朦胧的，圣经用很明确的方法来告诉你，就叫做神的国。
In Scripture, it gives you a clear picture that called the kingdom of God.
可能以前有人讲叫乌托邦或者理想国。
Some say that maybe call it utopia.
但是那些事情经过实验了以后呢，后来发现事实上还是达不到你真正期望的那个好的。
Even utopia may not be good enough.
所以圣经来告诉我们说，其实我来告诉你，你所追求的就是神的国。
Because we should be searching the kingdom of God.
因为神的国在这里，圣经启示我们的时候说，在神的国的里面，你能够得到安息，你能够得到享受，你能够得到平安。
So you can peace, joy in the kingdom of God.
那个安息是完全的满足。
It's a total satisfaction.
那个享受是因为你极大的喜乐。
So enjoy tremendous pleasure.
那个平安叫你得到完全的释放。
And the peace is complete.
这难道不是你自己的心对你所说的吗？
Is that what you want in your heart?
这个其实就是人类所有一切活动最终的指标。
That's all human beings are searching for.
我们今天来借着历史上有一个人，他也在追求这样的。
In history, there's one person searching for such things.
在约翰福音第三章，有一个人叫做尼哥底母。
Now there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus.
他是法利赛人。
a member of the Jewish ruling council.
而且他是一个犹太人的官。
Yes, among the ruling council.
法利赛人是犹太教的最严谨的一个支派。
So Pharisees are a very strict sect among Jewish people.
他们对自己的要求非常的严格。
They demand much among themselves.
他们的食衣住行每一个步骤都有按照规定的。
There's strict ritual about everything in life: eat, drink, clothing.
所以在法利赛人这个支派里面，他们要严严的守住每一个的教规跟条目。
So in this sect, you have to follow all the restrictions and rules.
这个人是一个很有宗教的人。
So he's very religious.
他很熟悉所有的教条。
He knows about the rules.
所有的教规。
And the regulations.
不但是这样，他还是犹太人的官。
And he's among the ruling council.
他在社会上是很有地位的。
So he's a man of status.
所以是一个有宗教的人，而且有地位的人，有权力的人。
So it's important and also powerful.
如果今天这样的人出现在我们的周围的话，你会觉得你是一个很成功的人。
So he must be successful based on our view.
而且你是一个让人家敬佩的人。
So most people respect him.
这样的人在社会上，你还有什么 所求呢？
Then what does such person need in society?
但是这个人晚上他跑来见耶稣。
He came to Jesus at night.
有人在说，可能他白天非常的忙碌，所以他必须只能晚上才有时间。
Maybe because he was busy, that's why he came to Jesus at night.
但是也有人说，因为他不好意思让人家看见。
And maybe he's ashamed to be associated with Jesus.
一个有地位的人，竟然晚上。来找一个默默无闻，当时默默无闻的耶稣。
A man of status came to Jesus of low society.
而且他来到耶稣的面前，他对他说：“老师啊，拉比，我知道你是从上帝那里来的，做师父的。
”He said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God."
第一个，你是从上帝那里来的。
So Jesus from God.
而且来了又要来教导我们的，做师父的。
And Jesus was a teacher.
那什么原因会让我这个又有地位又有身份的人晚上来见你呢？
So a man like that of status,
因为我听见过你所行的神迹。
Because he heard about Jesus' miracle.
你所行的出来的神迹很不一样的。
Yeah, he could perform the miraculous sign.
你所行的神迹只有上帝跟你同在的时候你才能够行这种神迹。
You are doing it if God were not with him.
所以这个你所行出来的神迹让我有一个把握，一个确信，一定是因为你跟上帝同在。
Based on the miracle, I can be sure you are with God.
我是一个有地位、有条件的人。
I'm a man of means.
但是我来到你的面前，我向你表白，我没有办法经验到上帝与我同在。
I came to you because I don't think I can enter the kingdom of God.
可能周围的人看我好像我什么都有。
The people around me thought I had everything.
但是我的内心我自己知道。
But deep in my heart, I knew.
我并没有办法感受到上帝与我同在。
I did not feel the presence of God.
所以我晚上我这样来找你。
That's why I came to you at night.
耶稣对这样一个有身份有地位的人，夜里来找他，这么样的谦卑，把自己降下来来请教他的人。
So he humbled himself, came to Jesus.
耶稣就回答他说。
In reply, Jesus declared.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你。
”I tell you the truth.
弟兄姐妹。当耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你的时候，这句话你在整个圣经里面看，都不是讲那种风花雪月的事情。
When Jesus said, "I tell you the truth," in Bible, it says something significant.
这是关乎到生死、关乎到绝对的事情。
So it's absolute truth about life and death.
在原文的话呢，我实实在在告诉你，就说阿门，阿门要说的。
So that means amen, amen.
这个阿门阿门要说，意思就是上帝在说话的意思。
So it means let it be so.
所以在这个地方，耶稣不是在当他讲我实实在在告诉你的时候，你要注意，他不是跟人在辩论的。
So he's not arguing with people.
他也不是在跟人做对话的。
It's not about conversation.
当耶稣说我实实在在告诉你的时候，他是在做宣告的。
So when he said, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth," it's a declaration.
这是一个判决。
So it's a judgment.
他在这里告诉一个好像外面看起来很成功看起来也很谦卑的这个尼哥底母他告诉你说尼哥底母我现在要告诉你一件事情
A similarly successful person and Jesus said I tell you the truth
他对着尼哥底母说的话事实上讲起来的意思就是说尼哥底母你还没有重生你不可能见到神的国的
That means you cannot see the kingdom of God
弟兄姐妹，我们人与人相处，这么客气的人来到你的面前，你却直接的对他说，你没有重生的，你是没有重生的，你见不到神的国的。
A person humble himself to you, and you said to him, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again.
这个对这种对话，事实上耶稣不是听他的话来讲话的。
So it's not a common conversation.
耶稣是看着他的心，对他的心直接说话的。
So it's about his heart.
因为你没有重生。
Because he wasn't born again.
所以你根本见不到神的国。
That's why he couldn't see the kingdom of God.
在这里讲到见到神的国，意思就是你没有办法领会，你没有办法了解什么叫做神的国。
Because he couldn't understand the meaning of the kingdom of God.
如果按当时的社会来讲，最有宗教的就是法利赛人。
But Pharisee considered to be the most religious person of the day.
但是他耶稣却给他答案说，你连了解神的国，你都没有门。
But he thought you couldn't understand the meaning of the kingdom of God.
是什么东西抓住了尼哥底母呢
？So what grasped Nicodemus?
因为他知道这位耶稣他有神的同在。
Because he knew Jesus was with God.
他没有神的同在。
And Nicodemus was not with God.
当耶稣这样的对他说话，一般的想法，因为这好像是对他一种羞辱。
It's kind of like a condescending.
但是尼哥底母听了耶稣所说的话，他说。我已经老了，怎么能够重生呢
？But Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born when he is old?"
难道你要叫我进到母亲的肚子里面再生一次吗？才叫做重生吗
？So surely cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.
所以尼哥底母听了耶稣的话呢，他就用他能够了解的想办法，要思想，要把它想出来。
So based on his own understanding, try to understand Jesus' comment.
耶稣再一次对他说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”
Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth."
这里的意思就是说，你不是从水和圣灵生的，你是不能进神的国的。
No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit.
尼哥底母啊，你不是从水和圣灵生的。
So Nicodemus, you were not born of water and of the Spirit.
所以你根本不能进神的国。
That's why you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
刚才讲你没有重生，你根本见不到，你根本没有办法明白了解神的国。
So unless we're born again, we cannot understand the kingdom of God.
现在告诉他说，你不是从水和圣灵生的，你根本进不了神的国。
Because he was not born of water and the Spirit, of course he could not enter the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，你看到教堂跟你进入教堂一样不一样
？When you see the church versus enter the church, is there any difference among the two?
一样不一样
？Tell me, was that the same?
不一样，对不对？
It's totally、
你见到教堂，但是你没有进来。
You saw the church, you did not enter.
所以耶稣在这里告诉他说：“你如果没有重生呢，你根本连见到教堂都见不到的。”
That's why if he's not born of water and the Spirit, he couldn't enter the kingdom of God.
如果你不是从水和圣灵生的话，你根本进不了神的国。
That's the same thing. How we can enter the kingdom of God?
也就是告诉你跟底母说，你没有重生。你根本看不到，你没有办法明白神的国的事情。
Because Nicodemus wasn't born of water and the Spirit.
你不是从水和圣灵生的，所以你根本进不去，进不了神的国。
He needed to be born again to enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣接下来再说，尼哥底母啊，你是从肉身生的，所以你还是肉身。
Because he said, flesh gives birth to flesh.
如果要进神的国，你必须从灵生，你才会了解灵的事情。
You need to be born with spirit to understand the spirit.
肉身生的意思是什么呢
？What does it mean give birth to the flesh？
就是从你父母所生的、学校所教导的、你所领会的，这个叫做肉身所生的。
That's born to your mom and then taught by the teacher at school. That's to the flesh.
从这个世界所提供给你的，就是都是肉身的。
Provide everything from the world. That means flesh.
如果从灵生的话，是神自己使你生的。
From the spirit means directly from God.
刚才我们在这里讲到说，你若不是从水和圣灵生的，我们需要多做一点分析。
So we need to know more about giving a born by water and the spirit.
圣灵，我想大多数人都知道了。
People knows about Holy Spirit.
这里有一 讲到水这件事情。
What about water?
水在解经的地方有四种的解法。
There's four interpretations about water in the Bible.
因为你要进神的国，你要从水和圣灵生。圣灵我们或许了解，但是水到底是指的是什么？
We understand born of water and the Spirit. We understand Spirit. What about water?
水在解经的里面，第一种讲法就叫做母亲的羊水。
That amniotic fluid. That's the first interpretation.
那这个是因为每一个人出生的时候都经过母亲的羊水而出来的，所以是从水。
So during birth, the bag of water broke. That's why born of water.
这种解法很软，很脆弱的。
So it's a weak interpretation.
第二种讲到水呢，就是受洗的水。
Some interpret water as the baptism of water.
但是我们亲眼可以知道，很多的人受了洗以后没有什么改变。
But we see many people even after baptism, they did not change much.
他还是跟以前的人没有什么两样的。
Not much different from being baptized before.
所以这个受洗，这个水呢，是站不住脚的。
So the baptismal water doesn't mean anything either.
第三种解经的方法讲到这个水呢，就是圣灵。
Some analyze it, analogy water to Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣曾经讲到说，那信我的人要从腹中流出活水的江河来。
So living water from within.
那时候耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
At that time, Jesus was not glorified yet.
所以耶稣指的是要受圣灵来说的。
So he was, Jesus was referring to Holy Spirit.
所以有的人就这样解说，那个水应该是指圣灵。
That's why someone interprets water as Holy Spirit.
我没有什么反对的意见。
I have no problem with it.
但是我们注意看这个主耶稣说讲人若不是从水和圣灵生的话，那就是表示他讲了重复的话。
But why Jesus born of water and the Holy Spirit?
应当是不需要的。
It doesn't need duplication.
那第四种的解法是讲到这个水呢，就是上帝的话。
That's why another interpretation, water means God's word.
在以弗所书里面讲到说，神要借着要用水借着道洗净他的教会。
So Jesus used the word, the water, to cleanse his church.
所以神的话也是在水的这个解释里面呢，是可以接受的。
So God's word is water is more appropriate.
对我来讲，我觉得这是最佳的选择。
I like this interpretation the best.
也就是耶稣实时告诉尼哥底母说：“我实实在在告诉你，你如果不是从上帝的话和圣灵生的，你是进不了神的国。”
That's why Jesus told Nicodemus to be born of water and Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God.
所以如果你不是重生。你如果不是从水和圣灵生，你还是肉身。
So born again of water and spirit, otherwise we're still a flesh.
耶稣讲到说，对尼哥底母说，你必须重生，你不要以为稀奇，因为你会以为稀奇。
You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again, because you'll be surprised.
你有了重生，你就可以见到神的国。你从水和圣灵生，你就能够进神的国。
Born again, born of water and spirit, then we can enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣接着说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So Jesus said again, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going.So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
耶稣用一个人能够懂的例子来解释一件看不见的事情。
So Jesus' example we can understand to interpret something we cannot see.
你如果要从圣灵生的时候呢，圣灵好像风随着自己的意思在那里吹。
Born of Spirit just like a wind goes wherever the wind please.
他在这里讲到说，风是随他自己高兴，这样吹就这样吹，那样吹就那样吹，不是人能够控制得了的。
Because the wind goes and comes wherever it pleases.
但是你怎么能够知道呢？
But how do you know there's a wind?
他说你可以听得到。
You can hear about the wind.
风在吹的时候有声音的。
There's a sound when wind blows.
但是如果你用你的眼睛的话，你看不见的。
But you cannot see the wind.
所以如果说一个聋子的话，他没有办法听见的话，他就不知道这个风的产生。
If you are deaf, we cannot feel the wind.
那也就在这里告诉我们说，你关乎灵的事情的话呢，你只有用灵 才能够知道，如果你的灵不被开启的话，你是觉得这个是莫名其妙的事情。
If your heart is not open through Holy Spirit, you cannot understand the Spirit.
所以如果有人说我要看见月亮的话，我用耳朵来看，你就看不见了。
Sometimes I want to see the moon with his ear. That's ridiculous.
或者说我要用鼻子来闻月亮，我也闻不到的。
I want to smell the moon. You cannot do it.
因为你用错了器官。
Because we use the wrong senses to do so.
我们只习惯于我们五种的器官的感觉，以为世界就是在这五种器官的范围里面。
We have five senses. We thought the world according to our five senses.
但事实上，我们还有一个灵在我们的里面。
But we have a spirit within us.
这个灵若没被开启的时候，你感觉不到这个属神的事情。
If our heart is not open to spirit, we cannot understand the things of the spirit of the God.
所以这个尼哥底母有各样的条件，他来到耶稣的面前，他的灵没有被开启。
Nicodemus, his spirit was not open yet.
所以耶稣说，你根本看不见神的国。
That's why Jesus said, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
你看不见神的国，你根本没有办法进入神的国。
You cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以当耶稣这样的解释完了以后呢，接下来尼哥底母就问说，怎么能够有这个事呢？
Then Nicodemus asked,How can this be?
这个尼哥底母是一个很诚实的人。
Nicodemus was very honest.
我真的不知道。
He said, "Well, how can this be?"
我们很担心，就是你不知道，你还装作你知道，真的是很危险的。
Sometimes the world is pretending to know something, even though you don't know.
他诚实的说，我真的不知道。
So he was honest.
虽然我有宗教
，Even though I'm a religious teacher.
虽然我有地位。
Even though I'm a man of status,
但是我对这件事情我自己知道，我不知道。
I know I don't understand this.
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，但是你还是没有办法明白这样的事情的。
Even though you're a religious teacher, you can't understand this.
你是教导以色列人的老师。
You are a teacher in Israel.
所以你想想看，他有多少的身份在他身上
？So he's a man of status.And of education.
但是你不能就是不能。
But religious thing cannot help us understand the Holy Spirit.
你不能装作这还你很虔诚的个宗教，你就会懂神的事情。
So religious and God are two separate things.
你以为你守一些条规，你就可以懂神的事情。
Even though you follow the ritual, doesn't mean you know God.
你以为你可以教一教主日学，你就可以懂得神的事情。
Even though you teach Sunday school, doesn't mean you know God.
耶稣说，你还是不能明白的。
That's why Jesus said, you still don't understand.
所以尼哥底母问他这句话，他回答了以后呢，接下来耶稣用很严肃的话再次的说。
And Jesus said again.
对不起。我实实在在告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
So Jesus said, I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony.
耶稣在这里告诉尼哥底母说，你要注意听啊，我所说出来的话是我真的知道的。
Jesus asked him to pay attention to what he said, because that's God's word.
我们所见证的，也就是说我所做过的事情呢，你要注意留心。
The testimony is the thing Nicodemus should be paying attention to.
我所说的，我所做的，因为你不留心，不领受。
You didn't pay attention to what I said, what I did.
在今天来讲的话，就是说他已经在圣经里面成名的。
Because he said that according to Bible.
这就是上帝所说的。
That's God's word.
当中的所发生的事情是他所做过的。
And the miraculous signs he performed.
这里耶稣很清楚地告诉他说，你只有一种方式，就是领受。
There's only one way you can accept it.
英文的话就是你把它接受进来。
It means to take it in.
接受进来的时候又觉得很难领，很难能够明白。
But even though you take it in, sometimes you couldn't understand.
很难明白的地方，你就需要祷告。
Then you need to pray.
跟这位上帝祷告说，求你帮助我能够明白。
Pray the Lord to help you understand.
这个只有这样的方法。
That's the only way.
耶稣对他说，我对你说地上的事，就是你能够懂的事情，你尚且还不相信。
I'm telling you the thing about this world, but you don't believe. And how can you believe the thing from the above?
所以也就是说，所谓地上的事情，就是说地上已经发生了，成为历史的。你可以领会的，你可以领受的，你就要接受下来。
Earthly thing means history. It happened before, so you have to accept it.
如果有了这个基础以后呢，我来跟你讲天上的事，是你现在没有办法领会的，没有办法具体在这个地上所呈现的事情的话，你才有办法机会接受。
This is the foundation when I spoke about the things of heaven.
耶稣所说的话，事实上在圣经里面有些地方你读的时候你就可以懂的。
Sometimes God's word you can understand when you study the Bible.
你懂的，你就把它接受进来。
If you understand, you should accept it.
你这条信仰的路呢，你就有办法做出发点了。
This is the starting point of your spiritual journey.
从这个能够懂得、能够接受的、相信了以后呢，你才有办法延伸到那个你现在没有办法懂的那个属天上的事情。
Believe what you understand as a starting point to extend to the thing you don't understand, to accept the ways of heaven.
所以我们的信仰是有根据的。
So our foundation based on truth.
根据你所能够了解、能够接受的部分，作为你的根基，然后开始延伸。
It started from something you understand.
接下来，耶稣说：“那位对你说‘我实实在在告诉你的’这一位，我现在来告诉你，他是谁。
”I'll tell you what I meant.
这位阿门阿门的这一位的身份是什么
？So what's the status of the people you say amen to?
他说：“除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
”No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven.
这句话，你就仔细读一下，他到底在讲什么意思
？Read carefully what it really means.
他说：“除了从天上原来在天的，他降下来，但是呢，降下以后，他仍然在天的这位人子。
”So it came from heaven, the Son of Man.
他说：“没有任何其他的人升过天的。
”No one has ever gone into heaven.
他在介绍他自己。
So he was talking about himself.
他说：“我就是那位超越时间跟空间的。
”Because I'm beyond time and space.
我从天降下，我仍旧在天，所以空间对我来讲没有办法局限我的。
I'm not limited by space. That's why I came to earth. I'm still in heaven.
我从天降下，结果呢？我现在仍旧在天，所以我没有时间的约束的。
I'm not limited by time. I came from heaven. I was still in heaven.
我不在你们人类所建立的框架的里面的。
So I'm not boxed by human concept.
我不在你们跟你们同一个等次的范围里面的。
So I'm among the different level.
所以圣经里面讲到说，上帝对人说：“我的道路高过你们的道路。”我的意念高过你们的意念。
So my way is higher your way, my idea is higher than your idea.
我们常常想把上帝拉到跟我一样高，然后用我的角度来限制上帝，说你只能这种方式。
Sometimes we limit God to our understanding, but He's much higher.
所以我们就永远就落在那个没有办法见到神的国。
That's why we cannot see God.
没有一个人靠自己能够认识上帝的。
So on your own account, you cannot see God and understand Him.
你要请求上帝来帮助你认识他。
You need to ask the help from God to understand Him.
如果这样讲完以后，还是不太容易了解尼哥底母到底怎么办才好。
It's too difficult to understand even for Nicodemus.
耶稣把那个桥现在要画出来，让他能够借着这个桥能够跨越。
So Jesus provided a bridge to him.
耶稣在这里说，摩西怎样在旷野举蛇。
So just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert.
在犹太人的历史里面，大家都知道这件事情。
So that's a common knowledge among Jewish people about Moses.
那是当犹太人在埃及做奴隶的时候，神借着摩西带领他们离开了埃及。
Because Moses led the Israelites.From Egypt.
后面有法老埃及帝国的追兵。
So Pharaoh sent troops after them.
上帝借着他的作为，让法老的兵呢淹没在红海里面。
God drowned the Pharaoh's troops in the Red Sea.
这些都是犹太人深深纪念的历史。
That's in the memory of all Jewish people.
但是当犹太人离开了红海以后进入旷野的时候，上帝给他们粮食吃，给他们水喝。
So when they entered the wilderness, God provided food and water for them.
但是他们的怨言非常的多，埋怨神。
But they complained all the time.
埋怨摩西。
And complained against Moses.
所以神要教训他的百姓。
That's why God gave them a lesson.
所以上帝用一种蛇叫做火蛇进到以色列的百姓当中。
So he sent a plague in the form of a snake into the Israelites.
这种蛇一咬到人呢，非常的疼痛。
So it hurts when the snake bites.
而且过了几天以后，人就会死。
And you die several days later.
所以以色列的百姓呢，非常的惊慌。
So that causes tremendous alarm among Jewish people.
他们来到摩西的面前求救。
So they ask for help.
因为或许是他，或许是他们的家人被蛇咬了。
Because some were bitten by the snake.
而且不多久就会死亡的。
And they will die soon.
所以他们来求摩西，所以摩西也没有办法，所以摩西来到上帝的面前来询问神。
So they asked Moses, and Moses plead to the God.
所以上帝告诉摩西，不是摩西自己想出来的。
So Moses was told by God to give them the message.
上帝告诉摩西说，你去做一条铜的蛇。挂在木头上面，高高的举起来。
So God asked Moses to make a copper snake in a wooden stick and raise it up.
凡是被蛇咬的、非常疼痛的、即将要死的人，只要做一件事情。
Anyone bitten only needs to do one thing.
只要抬头看那个高高挂起来那个铜蛇。
Just look at the copper snake.
你就会得救。
Will be saved.
这个是耶稣来告诉尼哥底母。过去的历史是这样。
That's what Jesus told about Nicodemus about the past history.
犹太人不能了解说为什么我头抬起来看那个铜蛇，我就可以得救。
Israel couldn't understand why they look at the copper snake and be saved.
他们研究不出到底怎么样才能够成就这样的事情。
They didn't know how it could happen like that.
但是他们知道一件事情。
But they knew one thing.
我被蛇咬了。
If I were bitten,
非常的疼痛。
It hurt.
会死的。
And I'll be for sure to die.
这件事情是我知道的，而且是亲身经验的。
They knew and they experienced that.
但是这位上帝说，你只要抬头看那个铜蛇。
But God said, just look upon this copper snake.
我就有得救的机会。
And you'll be saved.
耶稣借这样的事情告诉。
So Jesus used his history to Nicodemus.
他说：“摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。”
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
So whoever believes in him will have eternal life.
耶稣讲这句话的时候，当时没有人能够了解，甚至连他的门徒也不知道。
Nobody understood what he meant, even his own disciples.
他说：“人子也必。”照样被举起来。
So some of them must be lifted up.
在犹太人的历史里面知道，凡是被木头挂起来的，那就是被咒诅的。
Among Jewish history, lifted up means be cursed.
那个铜蛇是被咒诅的，所以它被挂起来。
So a copper snake was cursed. That's why it was lifted up.
耶稣对他讲这句话的时候说，人子也必照样被举起来。
And Jesus said, Son of Man must be lifted up also.
耶稣在这里不是来讲一个道
It's not about the word.
让你能够高兴兴奋的道
It's not about happiness.
在这里他在这里讲他的死
It's about his own death.
如果这个你要进入神的国要架的这个桥梁你能够跨越的桥梁是我必须被举起来
He died as a bridge for us to enter the kingdom of God.
我必须被挂在木头上面。
That's why he has to be lifted up in the cross.
就是被挂在十字架上面。
So he will die on the cross.
这个桥梁是这样的。
That's how he built the bridge to the kingdom of God.
如果在摩西的时候被蛇咬的时候，只要抬头仰望这个铜蛇。
And Moses time bitten by snake, you look at the copper snake.
这个蛇 是预表那火蛇啊，那条会咬人的火蛇是代表魔鬼撒旦和罪恶。
The fiery snake means the sin from Satan.
被罪恶咬了以后呢，你会疼痛的。
So bitten by sin, it hurt.
你人犯了罪了以后呢，你的良心是会疼痛的。
So your conscience will blame you and hurt you.
并且不仅疼痛，最后的结局就是死亡。
And after sin, the ultimate result is death.
这个死亡就是与上帝隔开了。
That means forever separated from God.
当一个人被蛇咬的时候，最后会死亡。你只有一个方法，就是求救。
So only one way to ask for help.
你的求救的方法就是仰望上帝所应许。你要相信上帝说，你抬头仰望那个铜蛇，你就可以得救了。
So God promised, look at the lifted of snake, you will be saved.
今天耶稣来这里说，你只要仰望我，要被挂起来。挂在十字架上的这位耶稣，你只要仰望我，你只要相信我，你就会得救了。
Now Jesus telling us, look upon me, died on the cross, and you will be saved.
这个是你可以明白的。
This is you can understand.
这是你可以相信的。
This is how you can believe.
这是我对你说地上的事。
This is about earthly thing.
你地上的事，这件事情，如果相信的话
，If you believe this thing on earth,
你就能够重生。
Then you can be born again.
你就能够见到神的国。
Then you can see the kingdom of God.
当你重生了以后，你就可以开始领悟、了解、知道属于神国的事情。
After you're born again, you can understand and see the things of God.
他把路排得很清楚的给你看到。
So he laid out the road for you.
当你能够开始领悟神的国的时候，接下来他说，你要从神的话、圣经和圣灵，你就能够进入神的国。
So after that, you understand the word, the water, through Holy Spirit, then you can enter the kingdom of God.
你就能够得着神的国，进到神的国就是得着神的国。
Enter means accept and receive the kingdom of God.
所以你能够见到神的国，你能够进入神的国的话，这个叫做永生。
If you can see and enter the kingdom of God, means eternal life.
你所需要的就是相信耶稣所说的。
All you need to do is just believe in what Jesus said.
你接受了以后，你就有办法有一个起头，有一个开展。
Once you accept it, that's the beginning.
这个信这个字不是我了解了，我懂了。
So faith is not just something you understand.
不是我同意了。
It's not something you agree.
这个信是信，英文里面讲到信到进入了。
Means accept, means enter, taking in.
我用一个例子来说明这个信进去什么意思。
Let me give an example. What does it mean to accept to take it in?
在纽约有两栋高楼大厦。
There are two skyscrapers in New York.
这两个大厦中间，他们拉了一条线。
And there's one line between them.
有一个人骑一个单车从这边骑过去，又倒着又骑回来。
So one tried to go back and forth through the bicycle through the thin line.
大家都下面拍手。
So people down east, down under applaud.
他们认为这个人技术很好。
They think that's a miracle.
接下来这个人又把眼睛蒙起来。
Then he masked his eyes, covered his eyes.
从这边骑过去，又倒着又骑回来。
So ride back and forth.
下面的人更相信他真的是很有能力的。
So people was even more excited.
接下来他把一个人放在他的肩膀上面。他蒙着眼睛从这边骑过去，又倒回来骑过来。
Then he carried another person on his shoulder, covered his eyes, and ride back and forth.
大家对他真的是佩服得不得了，非常的相信他的技术平衡太好了。
So everybody admired his stunt.
接下来他在上面用麦克风大声的呼喊：“你们当中下面有哪一个人相信我的，举手。
”Then he used microphone said, "Whoever believes in me, raise your hand."
大家都举手。
So everybody raised their hand.
你们下面有哪一个人愿意上来坐在我的肩膀上？我把你从这边骑过去，再骑回来。
So anybody willing to come and I carry them on my shoulder, come up.
没有一个人愿意上去。
Nobody went up.
你信耶稣吗
？Do you believe in Jesus?
你信的是在下面只是鼓鼓掌的信吗
？Are you like the people down under applauding?
你敢坐在他的肩膀上吗
？Are you willing to ride?
让他蒙着眼睛从这边 带领你过去吗？
Covering his eyes and take you to the other side, blindfolded.
他地上的事你能够懂的，你能够信到进入吗？
So you can believe his earthly thing and taken really in, into your heart.
他说，你借着所造之物，这世界上所有的星球，你就知道有一位上帝。
Look at all the creation in life, you know there must be a God.
你信得进去吗？
Can you believe in that?
你能够真的相信说他造一切万物吗？
Do you really believe God created everything?
你信到能够进去吗？
You take it really into your heart?
他说人是有罪的，你们远离了我，你相信吗？
They said we're all sinners.
你不喜欢，你不喜欢靠近我，你相信吗？
So you're far from me. Do you believe that?
你真的能够信进去吗？
Can you take it?
这个不是为了辩论的。
This is not about argument.
这是事实。
It's a fact.
接下来他说，我愿意为你的罪被钉在十字架上，付了这个罪的代价，你信得进去吗？
And Jesus is willing to die for us on the cross. Can you believe that?
你相信你的罪严重到一个程度，上帝的独生儿子必须被钉死来付这个代价，你相信吗？
Do you believe your sin is serious enough that God sent his only begotten son to die for you on the cross?
你信得进去吗？
Can you take it in?
他说，如果你相信我为你舍命流血可以赦免你的罪，你信得进去吗？
Can you believe he died for you, shed his blood for all your sins?
如果你信得进去的话，
If you
你就会重生了。
And take it in, you will be born again.
你就开始可以见到神的国。
You can see the kingdom of God.
你就开始可以明白，可以领悟神的国。
And you understand the kingdom of God.
我们再想一想，值得不值得
？Is it worthwhile?
你付了什么代价呢
？What price have you paid?
你付了这样的代价，零的代价。
You paid nothing.
你只是相信他已经做成的事情。
You only believe what he has done for you.
你没有付任何的代价。
You need to pay nothing.
付代价的是这位上帝。
God paid a price.
他把他独生的儿子付出来为你付的代价。
He sent his only begotten son die for you.
你信得进去吗？
Can you believe that?
当你能够信得进去的时候，你就有办法重生。
If you believe, you are born again.
你就能够开始明白属天的事情。
Then you can understand heavenly thing.
如果你从来不了解属天的事情的话，难道不值得吗？
If you don't understand heavenly thing, how could it be worthwhile?
夏威夷你也没有去过，还很想去的。
Many people haven't been to Hawaii, looking forward to it.
属神的国比夏威夷还要美丽、宝贵到千万倍，难道你不愿意去试试看吗？
Kingdom of heaven is much better than Hawaii.
如果有人送你免费机票到夏威夷去玩一趟，你愿意不愿意去？
If someone give you a free air ticket to Hawaii, would you take it?
如果愿意让你到神的国去免费一趟，你愿意不愿意去？
If someone give you a free ticket to the kingdom of God, would you go?
当你愿意开始看见神的国的时候，你会发现实在太值得了。
If you know and see the kingdom of God, you know it's so much worthwhile.
有时候我们会觉得说 我这一生活着一辈子，从来没有去尝过什么世界，没有去过什么地方，引以为憾。
Some regret he hasn't done a certain thing or visit certain places in life.
如果这一生你结束的时候，神的国你从来没有摸到边，难道你不引以为憾吗？
Before you die, you haven't touched the kingdom of God. Would it be the most regrettable thing?
当你见到神的国，你能够领悟神的国，你难道不愿意进去吗？
When you see and understand the kingdom of God, would you not willing to go in?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意从神的话，借着圣灵的帮助，使你实实在在的知道我进入了神的国。
From God's words, with the help of the Holy Spirit, then you can really enter the kingdom of God.
这一切从信开始。
It will start with belief and faith.
一个愿意把自己生命都付出了代价。这样的一位耶稣，他还有什么地方需要再来蒙骗你呢？
Jesus gave up his life. Will he cheat you on anything else?
这样的方式应该叫我们可以相信了。
So he died for us.
这个风险已经非常非常的小了。
There's no risk for us to believe in him.
你的心岂不渴望 早早的经历到什么叫做神的国。
So you're yearning to experience the kingdom of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.